Sometimes when we talk about what's going on in terms of church building and development and leadership and things like that, we don't consider some of the areas that where Asian Access is working as difficult areas. And in fact, they have experienced kind of the flux of things being fine and then suddenly not fine. Today, we're going to talk a little bit more about the issue of persecution when it comes down to training church leaders to be ready for these kinds of things. I'm talking with Noel Bachetti today to find out a little bit more about what they're experiencing right now and how they're arming the church leaders to be prepared for it. Noel, thanks for being with us today on Mission Network News.
My pleasure.
Now, obviously, you know, as we're talking about some of this stuff, it's security issues are involved because you've actually had a run-in with a few things. Can you just, in a nutshell, tell us what's been going on that has kind of raised the red flags for you?
Well, recently we've just had two situations where really out of the blue, after either months or even years of relative peace and the church being able to operate relatively frequently. In one situation, we had a bunch of pastors arrested out of the blue, being accused of doing illegal baptisms. And on paper, they are illegal. This is a government that's written in anti-conversion laws that do mandate jail terms for things like baptizing people. But those laws haven't been enforced for a number of years. So in that case, we are aware of some political events in the region that are maybe emboldening some of the extremists of the religion that has been the dominant religion in that area. So I'm not saying that in everybody in that particular religion, but there are the extremists who they're seeing some political things go on, going, this is it. We can go out there and do things because we're going to be, we're on the upswing. And so it was just out of the blue. Eight pastors got arrested, thrown in jail. Our leaders, who are nationally influential leaders, in addition to what they do for A2, went to the authorities with some colleagues and were able to secure the release of these pastors. But what makes it so difficult is the laws of this government do make these things illegal. So if the government wants to start to land on people, they have the quote unquote legal backing to do it. So the situation's very tentative. And our leaders there just said, man, you guys need to be praying. We're trying to figure out what's going on and how to respond.
Okay, so that does bring us to the point of this interview. How are you training people to respond when some of the activity might be going counter to what laws are on the books?
Well, I'll be honest with you, we're not training them, or at least when I say we, the Asian Access Organization isn't training them at all. Frankly, they're training us because we're constantly, not surprised, but we're constantly reminded how courageous these people are. There's another situation where the government, the police have come in and they're raiding Christian schools and they're arresting and beating up the faculty and the administrators and the students. They're trying to run them off. We have a Western guy who's been involved firsthand. He was there when all this was happening. He just said, look, our leaders, they just consider suffering as part of their calling. It really is like for them, it's in a day's work. And I don't mean to trivialize it, but he said, we're all freaking out here in the West. And they're just going, look, this is what we signed up for. This is what the Bible says is going to happen. So they want us to pray. But they said, hey, look, this is part of what it means to be a Christian here. And they'll say things like, this is great because we get opportunities to witness to the police that we otherwise wouldn't have. So it's like, we're not training them except that in getting them together in the Asian Access learning communities where these 12 to 15 leaders over 2 to 3 years really become bonded for life, frankly, much past our program, it does give them a community of fellow believers, fellow leaders that they're really connected with, that they can, walk together, kind of minister to each other when they're arrested and harassed. And so in that sense, Asian Access is able to provide an environment where these folks can get additional support. But honestly, we're not training them. They're training us in what it means to really walk the walk.
When we're talking about action points, often we kind of refer back to pray, give, or go. So in light of the story that you're telling here, how can we in the West who have not experienced what these church leaders are experiencing, how can we pray, give, or go alongside them?
Well, three things come to mind. One is absolutely pray. And these guys, they really appreciate any sense that there are people on the outside who are aware of their situation and are praying for them. It's a huge encouragement. Secondly, people listening to this, check around in your own situation, your own local church or your own environment. There could be colleagues that are part of your church, part of your denomination, part of your ministry that are overseas that are in situations similar to this. Become more aware of that and find out how you can encourage these people. Sometimes it's prayer from a distance, but sometimes there's ways to be in communication with them that's reasonably secure. And when they can hear from outsiders and they know that you're aware of what's going on and that you're praying for them, it's a huge encouragement. And the third specifically is Asian Access helps to try to sponsor pastors who are ministering in these countries, because many of these situations, they're very poor countries. The pastors often make no money, and sometimes for as little as $2,500 to $5,000 a year, a pastor and his family can be sponsored for that whole year. So Asian Access has a conduit to those situations. So if somebody wanted to contribute specifically to the pastors in these situations, you would just send a contribution to us and designate it persecuted pastors. We would ensure that it would get to someone in one of those situations that we know these are leaders in a closed country who are under oppression and could really use that assistance.
Yeah, $2,500 sounds like a really big number. So let's break this down for just kind of an idea for sponsoring a pastor who's working in this kind of a field. It would take, say, 100 people at maybe $11 a month, right?
Exactly. I mean, if you take it at, say, $200 a month just to round it off, and you had 100 people, you know, that would be, very small. Or, you know, 10 people at $20 a month and you've got it covered, 20 people at $10 a month and you've got it covered. So it's actually quite doable. If 50 or 100 people were to respond to something like this, a pastor could be sponsored for a whole year.
And again, we've been speaking with Noel Bachetti, talking a little bit about some of the new challenges that are coming up on the field throughout Asia. If you want to know more about how you can be part of the solution, how you can be praying more effectively, how you can give more effectively, it's asianaccess.org. That's asianaccess.org. Noel, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
You're welcome. My pleasure.